You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Stern message sent by Wilbert Montgomery. We're going to hear from Isaiah Crowell in just a second. 216-578-0850. That is the way to call us here today. Again, 216-578-0850. If you want to get on board with us today, the Browns preparing for the first preseason game against the Washington Redskins on Thursday. Really an opportunity to go against another team. So I have a question for you. This was something that came in from one of the people out there at training camp today. When you think about this training camp and you think about these tight ends, do you think that the Browns are looking for a guy like for Bibbs, for example, who's really stood out? Are they looking at Gabe Michaels? Are they looking more for to have be blockers at tight ends, receivers at tight ends, or hybrids? And my answer is yes, but I think they're trying to get a little bit out of every different person.
They really are. I think Gary Barnage is the only hybrid in my eyes, which would mean he's as good in blocking as he is receiving. You know, and as we heard from Mike Pettine's comments, you know, Gary would probably struggle against elite talent, but there's a limited number of elite pass rushers out there in the National Football League, which means Barnage is more than good enough from a blocking standpoint. And I think he probably excels in the run game. It'd be the passing when he'd have to stay in and block, which would be probably very rare for him. But I think Barnage is equipped to get up the field. Pettine said he's not the fastest, but he just makes plays. He's a great route runner. And that in itself, a lot like Brian Hartline at wide receiver, what creates the separation and their ability to get open. So Barnage to me is the hybrid. I think Dre could essentially play a role just like Barnage, but is going to be asked to do less, which is going to simply to be solidify the edge as the run blocker, as the pass protector at the tight end position, as the end man on the line. And Hausler is not going to be put in situations that he's not accustomed to. The same way we talked to EJ Bibbs, and he's learning a lot about blocking as an end man on the line and pass rushing and blocking and hand placement from a run game. So in John DeFilippo's offense, you're not going to feature these guys to block an elite to even above average, you know, pass rusher or end in the National Football League. You're going to flex them out. You're going to play to their strengths because the makeup of this tight end room is complete. You just don't have a game breaker the way we saw Jordan Cameron have a year in 2013.
You don't, but I think you're going to have a group that's going to be very, very competent.
You know, I agree with that.
You want to see one guy emerge. I think Hausler was the guy they wanted to. He had a nice catch today, which was good, but he's got the athleticism. You need to see him put it together on the field and be a little bit more consistent. So you heard what Wilbert Montgomery had to say. Who would you say, Row Through Cleveland asked, who would you say is the hungriest and most motivated running back here? Are they being too hyped up or are they overrated?
I'd say Sean Drone, to me, is the most hungry running back right now. The reason why is because it's you make the roster or you're on the streets. You know, whereas, and I'm not trying to say that this is contemplation for Ray Farmer or Mike Pettine, but Duke Johnson technically has practice squad eligibility. Isaiah Crowell, Terrence West, you know, both of those were your leading rushers last year. And you really didn't do much this offseason to address that room because you felt like you had it, you know, you had it good, which is where it was with Crow and West. And you were looking for growth and maturity out of those guys. And for one of them in this competition to seek out that bell cow role for this team. So I would say Sean Drone right now. He's the guy most reliable, hardest working, probably has the most practice time out on the field, and now we'll miss a little bit with that thumb injury.
And now it's a bummer because he was playing so well. But, I mean, I think the answer at the end of the day is there's a lot of talent here. These guys still are learning what it means to be professionals, and you've got to see Isaiah Crowell really step up. You want to get Duke Johnson back, but you really want to see Isaiah Crowell step up and be that guy.
Yes.
That's what I would like to see.
You do. The flashes that we saw of him is what got you excited about Isaiah Crowell. And there were few plays, if you look back on 2014, that Terrence West really got you all excited. You know, a little bit has to do with the fact that he's an undrafted free agent, that he made this team based around that Chicago Bears performance. And you want that. It's that underdog story, that rise to greatness. And now he just needs to fulfill it. You know, see through that dream to be the guy. And Isaiah Crowell would essentially be getting the same carries, the same scenario that he lived through college, both at Georgia and, you know, and in his other stops in college. He'd be that guy, you know, 20 touches a game, four out of the backfield. You know, that's the dream of a runner. And that's why, you know, if you look at a guy like Adrian Peterson, I want to rush for 2,500 yards. I'm already a Hall of Famer. Those are confident, big comments. Yeah. And the guy lives to be a pro and fulfill what he says in his play on the football field. Now, as you've mentioned, you know, there's, of course, dialogue going back and forth with player and coach. Let's see it now. You know, get out there and show me what everything you've been talking about, you know, about these lofty goals. You want to be, you know, Crow sat here about him and West being 1,000-yard rushers together, okay? You might not be the guy. You might not get those opportunities if you don't seize it right now.
Don't you also think, though, you shouldn't want both guys to be 1,000-yard rushers? You say, I want to be the guy. I want to be a 1,600-yard rusher, and if there's scraps left over for somebody else, that's fine, right?
Yeah, because but if he's a full-on team player, he says that to us and thinks a different way in his head or with his family and with his friends, if that makes sense.
Because people are saying, you know, well, they want to have that committee. John DeFilippo has said it. He wants to have a lead back. Wilbur Montgomery said it as clear as day in what we just heard. He wants to be a lead back. Well, the most likely candidate, I think, for that is Isaiah Crowell. He spoke with the media today. It'll be very interesting to hear what he had to say when we return.